the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we've got more Texans news, sort of, and a lot of other fun stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. That sound you hear is AJ trying to fix his microphone.
Can also get it. Barry's shorter than I am, yet somehow, like when I come in here, the microphone's way up here by my eyes.
Yeah. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, clip like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number. And it's a Tuesday. Everybody's usually in a bad mood, but you can't be today, man. It's such a beautiful day outside. It is awesome out there today. I wish I could have actually spent some time outside. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you?
Sports and business.
Business. What kind of business? What's the big deal?
Working on our business here at Gal Media. So
okay.
We have a new sponsor who's going to be coming on real soon that I'm very excited about. That I guess I can actually tell people, but Thrive Plus is going to be talking about them, and best way to describe it is an alcohol recovery supplement.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it's good for us.
Sounds like it's going to be really good for the listeners. And, you know, we had Brooks on the show a few months back. He was on Shark Tank. So
we had him on the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember right after he was on Shark Tank?
Oh, over the phone?
Yeah, on the phone.
Okay.
So
is he going to be in studio this time?
We'll probably have him on in studio. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'll be trying some this week at some point, and I'll be able to report.
All right.
Anything else happening?
No, not a whole lot.
Yeah?
Not a whole lot. The weather's nice today.
Yeah. Did you ride your bike?
No. I should have.
Yeah, I wanted to get out for a run today, but I've been at it since 6 this morning. This is the first time that, usually I have a couple hours in the morning for show prep, and today that didn't happen. So, I've actually prepped for the show for the hour and a half before the show. I'm not used to that. I'm out of my routine here.
Oh.
I don't know if this is going to be better or worse. Because I'm an old man. Old men can't be out of their routines,
right?
You
can't handle something like that.
No. No. I mean, so, and I have it set up the same way, but I'm kind of like, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But, because usually during the day, I'm always thinking about what we're going to do on the show. So,
yeah.
I have plenty of time to think. Today, I didn't. So, now I'm just behind. A32 says, I was one of the three people who read your NHL article today. I like the insight. Nice to see some NHL chatter in the city. I actually, believe it or not, this might come as a bit of a surprise. A lot more traffic on that than I anticipated. So
I'm not surprised.
I did it mostly because, so I'd give people some betting stuff for it. And I think you're probably happy because I think your Predators are winning the whole thing.
I hope you're right.
So, yeah. So, 409 says AJ can watch a new stream to see what's going on with the mic and why it's so high. Yeah, that they can't really get away with hiding stuff from us anymore because it's going to be out there. It's like if somebody screws something up in here, it's not going to be, oh, we'll blame it on Raheel. No.
No, it's we're going to know.
Everybody's going to see it.
If someone steals my headphones,
we'll know who did it.
We'll know.
Yeah. It's like having our own little Arlo up here.
Yep.
So somebody spills a drink on the thing. We'll forget about that because it was probably me.
Yeah.
Although it would be because somebody keeps moving our table.
I don't understand why.
I mean, just move it behind you. If you're trying to get three people in here, just put it behind you. What's the problem? This is a good place to put your drinks.
Do you know that, John? Do you know who moved that table?
No, I don't.
Odd. They keep putting it in the corner over here. It's just...
It's a useful table.
Yeah.
All right.
832, Zeus says, first time on Sports Map, loved it. Good, I'm glad, man. We're really happy with how that thing's going. I'm excited, and one of our new projects I'll be talking about very soon on there is going to be very cool. If you like drinking and sports, that's my tease for that.
All right.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, so there's a... I'll go ahead and tell you what's on Sports Map today if you haven't gotten to the site, sportsmap.com. I just did an NHL playoff preview for the few people who are interested. It's good, but you don't have to read it if you're not into hockey. Jermaine wrote about taking his kid to WrestleMania and what a bonding experience it was and how that was kind of cool to take your kid to a big event. Barry Warner wrote on a whole bunch of stuff. And your main story today, Raheel Ramzanali goes and says why you should stop hating on Clay Walker and breaks down his song word for word and why you should, because apparently people were all over Clay Walker for doing the anthem. It's like, okay, first off, he's right about this. Who cares who does the anthem? And do you go to a game, unless somebody's really bad at it? Now, I didn't listen, but does it matter to you?
I don't care.
I don't either. Why is that a big deal? But so that's his story, which is doing very well. And Joel will have a video up here pretty soon. So a good day for a Tuesday. I always try to give people something to look forward to. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And I just realized this. I'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday night. So I've got tickets to give away as the show goes on, so we'll do that. That's the Shooter Jennings show. So you can, if you win tickets, you not only get to hang out with me, but Shooter Jennings is playing after that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And I've seen Shooter. He's a good show.
Is he?
Yeah.
Cool. Better than Shooter McGavin?
Better songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably not a better golfer. I bet he is better than the real actor.
I don't know. Shooter doesn't come across to me as a guy who has played much golf in his days.
Do you have you watched the Paterno thing yet?
No, I still haven't watched it. I've been watching that 7 Seconds, and tonight is the Andre the Giant documentary.
Yeah,
I'll be watching that.
I'm excited about that, and I read a kind of long interview with the director, and the more I read it, the more I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not.
Really?
Yeah, just the way he was talking
don't
about it.
Don't ruin this for me, Fred.
Well, I'm not the one who ruined
don't
it.
You
I
do
did
this.
Not direct it, okay? I am looking forward to it as much as you are. But I shouldn't have read about it because it's just kind of the way he was talking about it. I wonder if it's really going to capture the kind of things that I'm hoping to see. But apparently, all those same former Penn State guys who were hardcore Paternoists, Franco Harris, Kajana Carter, they blasted it for taking, quote, shameless liberties about the Sandusky scandal.
Oh, you're saying you read?
No. I read about Andre the Giant.
You're confusing me.
Then I switched it back because I was asking you about Paterno. There's a big controversy because the Penn State guys, the ones that have been his supporters all along,
right?
They basically hated the movie because they wanted a movie about how the man, you know, developed all these great players and developed all these great young men and all this garbage.
Yeah, movies don't really get made about that.
No. And Levinson, who directed it, basically left a lot, and you'll see this in the movie, he left a lot of it up to the judgment of the person watching to kind of determine how much he might have known or how. And I like that. I mean, you're not supposed to necessarily, I mean, there was a lot of gray area there. You're not supposed to take a side. You just sort of, you put it out there and let the person decide and think for themselves. So I thought that part of it was pretty good. But basically, this just comes down on if you're pro statue guy, this movie sucked.
Okay.
I don't think you're a pro statue guy, but I could be wrong.
All right.
And there's nothing that they're going to do other than to, you know, create some deified fiction that's going to make you happy. So I thought it was pretty well done, a little too graphic for me at times, which it's funny. Like I sit there and somebody stabs a woman with a baby in the stomach in a fantasy thing and I'm sitting there cheering. But when I'm watching things based on real events, I cringe.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Because you know it really happened. I mean,
yeah, I know in Game of Thrones, that didn't really happen.
No.
Okay. But
when you know what really happened to someone, it's kind of like, oh,
well, especially
man.
When they're reading some of the stuff from it, and it's all stuff we read back when it happened. Yeah, I think it really makes you cringe a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, good.
It's a depressing watch. It's not something I'll watch again, but I thought it was pretty good. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, spring cleaning time. Now's a perfect time to get rid of that vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a car, truck, motorcycle, could be an RV, could be a tractor. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's running in. It may have just been sitting out there and you're thinking, man, I need to do something with this. I either need to fix it up or I need to sell it. Well, donate it to Texans Can Academies because they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can do all this online in a matter of seconds. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, a $50 Visa gift card. And those vehicles and the money they get from them goes to help Texans Can Academies. This is a place that takes in kids who dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance, and they work around whatever it was that caused the problem that they had to drop out. A lot of these are really good kids. They had transportation problems getting there. Well, they get them bus passes. Some of them couldn't read because they didn't have glasses. Well, they get those for them. That's what they do. And a lot of these kids go on and do great things, and you can help. All you have to do is make the phone call today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Mon asked before Sandusky blew up publicly, did you guys hear any rumblings beforehand like Art Briles? I didn't.
No, yeah.
And his ass would think I would have heard something within the newspaper network. I was pretty long gone from newspapers by then when that happened. I was doing radio at the time. But, no, I didn't. And, you know, I think it was I think there was a lot of cover-up. There was a lot of things going on there. And, you know, once it blew up, it was a monster. And I think the Baylor thing was a little different because we did hear things early on in that.
Yeah.
And then people ripped the hell out of us for daring to bring them up. How could we? Art Briles is a great man.
Yeah.
One thing I would say about the movie, and not any spoiler alerts or anything, just that the family, the paternal family, everybody else comes off looking really good in it, actually. They were very critical of a lot of the stuff and asking the right questions. So that's about all I want to say about it until you actually see it, because I do think it's interesting.
So it's worth watching.
It's worth watching once.
Okay.
Again, and I think Pacino is really good playing a kind of semi-senile, grumbling guy.
It's kind of his thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they found the perfect role for him. But, yeah. So, do we want to talk about Arian Foster here? Or do we want to save that?
Okay, let's go ahead and do it now.
Okay.
Let's throw that out there.
All right. So, more about Andre Johnson. Andre was on Arian's podcast.
Arian's podcast brings up a lot of stuff, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, they're comfortable and they can talk about whatever.
What is in the dark will be brought to the light on the Arian Foster podcast.
There's something in the dark?
I don't know.
That kind of scares me a little. I was okay with the dark, but if there's something out there.
So I have two cuts. The first one I'm going to play is him talking about not after Bob McNair's comments about him possibly not going to his own ring ceremony.
I wouldn't say it surprised me, but I just didn't like it. To know that you know, did so much, you know, for a franchise, and then have him come out and say something like that. But, you know, where was it? You can't let the prisoners run.
The inmates run the
inmates run the prison. Yeah, like, yeah. At the end of the day, you don't make the money if right. We don't run it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So if you take some people off the street and put them in there, nobody's coming to watch that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was real touchy with me. I even thought about not doing the ring ceremony.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I did it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then I stopped being mad about it, and I smiled and shook his hand and pretended like nothing was wrong.
Yeah, Arian Foster before that told him the reason why he didn't come to Andre Johnson's ring ceremony was because of Bob McNair, and he told him that.
Well, and just someone brought this up to me on direct message. I guess if they wanted it out there publicly, they would tell me. But it's like, why wasn't Arian inviting McNair on his show last week?
He was.
It's not going to be able to. He'll be able to look him in the face for that. Just curious.
A little odd.
Yeah. But, you know, to Andre's point, though, it's not the... Well, first off, it was inmates running the prison was the exact quote. It was not asylum.
Inmates running the prison.
Right. And while, no, the inmates should not run the prison, I mean, you'd still have a prison. But, you know, people aren't going to pay to watch if you guys don't start working together. The other thing that came up was they had a big party after Obama got elected and were blasting music. And Bob and Cal McNair walked by and Andre said something. You could tell he was uncomfortable.
They had a party at the stadium?
Yeah, here we go. Parking lot.
I don't know if you know, we had a barbecue in the parking lot after Obama won.
Oh, did y'all?
Bro. So with Obama won, Travis, of course, it was Travis and Dante. I think it was their idea, Dante Robinson.
Okay.
So, bro, we get Sean and Khalil. All
right.
We get all the food. And all
right.
We have beer, everything.
All right, like, right.
And, you know, he doesn't really care for, you know, guys drinking, yeah. Bob. So, man, we went and we had a cookout in the parking lot. So, bro, Fred Bennett had Young Jeezy, My President Is Black.
Yeah.
He had it on repeat.
Oh, man.
Bro, he had it black. You know, he had a, like, sound system in his truck.
Open the doors.
Bro. So we were playing this, like, the whole, like, just on repeat the whole time.
Yeah.
Bro, him and Kyle walks out the stadium.
All right.
So, you know, they put us in the staff parking lot sometimes, you know, when they were working on the stadium. Right. So we're in a staff parking lot, so they have to walk by us to get to that car. Bro, it was the funniest. When they walked through the gate, they just ran into each other.
Oh,
him and Kyle.
Yeah.
But you could definitely tell they was uncomfortable.
All right.
Who's Kyle?
I think he meant Cal,
okay. Yeah.
Just curious.
He probably didn't care what his son's name is.
Here's a problem with, you know, hey, that's great that you had a party. You rock, and if you're doing it to tweak them, guess what? Great. But you got to know that not everybody in this country is, we see it more than anybody, but there are so many people that take politics too seriously. They treat it like sports. Your guy won, my guy lost. My guy's always right. Your guy's always wrong. And I guarantee you, there's a little of that going on both sides there.
I'm sure.
And you can't, if you're going to do that, if you're going to rub the guy's face in it, then he's probably going to come back and do something and say, well, I'm glad you guys are happy with this. This is why you don't do politics in your business.
Nope.
You know, that's one reason why. I
would guess David Gow and I have different politics, different political leanings.
Well, but
you know what? We just don't talk about it.
Well, I'll say this. He and I are probably a little more closely aligned than you and he are, but we talk about a lot of stuff, not so much policy, but people behind it and who's doing stuff. So, I mean, we've had some pretty good political discussions that aren't about, oh, you're wrong about this. It's just like, what do you think about what this guy's doing here and this guy's doing here? And maybe more from a media. It's like I always try to look at it from a media perspective. But I think we've had some pretty good conversations about it. That's 424.
Excuse me.
Very good. But I'm not going to, if he sits there and tells me, you know, I support candidate A and put money into his campaign and stuff, and I am not a fan of candidate A, that's where the conversation ends.
Yeah.
Just going to drop it. So say something like, so how about those Cowboys? because that goes nowhere good. If you think somebody's completely wrong about something and they happen to be your boss, that's not going to take you anywhere good. It's just not. It's not a smart thing to do. But, yeah, I also...
You know what the craziest thing that got said in that Arian Foster-Andre Johnson podcast?
What's that?
that if Matt Schaub and Mario Williams wouldn't have gotten hurt in 2011, the Texans would have won the Super Bowl?
I did see that.
I'm going to go with no. I mean, they were good that year.
Yeah.
And they would have had a better chance, obviously, in the playoffs, but were they better than the Patriots? Were they better than the Ravens or the Steelers that year? Or
I think they might have been comparable to those teams, but I don't. That, you're assuming a lot if you think Matt Schaub was going to go on the road and lead you to victory over.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a hard time. I've got a hard time wrapping my head around that.
Yeah.
So they. I mean, again, that was one of the seasons where, like, man, it would have been nice to see what could have happened. And yeah, you beat the Bengals. Okay.
How many postseason games have Bengals won under
they
Robert
don't.
Jones?
They don't win.
They don't win? Okay.
No.
I'm just checking.
No.
It could happen.
But, yeah, I don't feel like that team was destined to win the Super Bowl. I thought that team was pretty decent. I mean, especially for a Texans team. That was one of the better ones.
See, that was the great hope going into the next year, though, right?
Yeah,
oh, Matt Schaub's healthy.
Yep.
And then he turned into
a... that was when things...
That's when he turned into a pick-six machine.
No, the next year they went 12-4.
No, they were... No, I think they were. That was the year they went 2-14, right? They were 12-4 the year he got hurt.
They were 12-4, they were 2-13 or 2-14 in 2013. So it would have been 2 years after the Yates playoff victory. I think they went 10-6 that year with Yates, or the year that Yates played the Bengals. That was 2011. That was the year that the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And then I think they went 12-4 the next year. And then I think they went 2-14 the year after that.
No, I think you've got it backwards, because they lost at the Ravens. And I'm pretty sure I could be wrong about that. I'll have to go back and look. But I thought that the Ravens loss was with Schaub. The Bengals' second win was with Yates. And that was the year they were 12-4. And then the next year, everything went to hell.
Okay, maybe so.
Because that was the big hope. Oh, we're going to have Matt Schaub back going into that next season. Everybody was talking about them Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Again, I could be wrong about that. Somebody correct me.
Yeah,
if I'm
not. Bengals.
Because they beat the Bengals two years
in a row.
They beat
them twice. Yeah, the first time.
The Ravens was 2011. And then the next year, they beat the Bengals and lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
So 2011 is the year that they beat the Bengals with TJ Yates, right?
No, that was Schaub. Because Schaub was quarterback when they went to Baltimore and lost.
Yeah, that was the J.J. Watt pick six.
Yeah.
That Bengals game.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the next year Yates beat the Bengals. That was when they were 12-4.
No, 2012, Matt Schaub played the Bengals. I just pulled up the box score for that day.
So 2011
was the TJ Yates year. Yeah, that's the year that Matt Schaub got hurt and they had TJ Yates in the playoffs.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're right. But that was the J.J. Watt interception year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the next year, it all fell apart. We're fighting over stupid things.
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
They had a couple good years in a row. They didn't win the Super Bowl, and then they fell apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. And if you like money and you want to keep more of it and not give as much away to, you know, your monthly recurring bill collectors, well, Bill Advisor's here to help you. They know that you're overpaying for those bills, your TV, your internet, your cell phone, your auto, your home insurance, your energy. Guys, you know how this worked. You signed up a while back. They gave you a great rate because you're a new customer. You get this great deal. Well, now you're not a new customer anymore, and you've forgotten about it. And now your rate's not as good. You're getting what they call the "we're going to rip off the guy while he's asleep" rate. And that's what they're doing to you, man. You don't have to deal with that. Bill Advisor will get that money back. They work directly with every service provider. You don't give up your channels, your speed, your data, your coverage. You just pay less money. Savings are real. The average Bill Advisor customer is saving over $830 a year. Hundreds have saved over $1,000 a year. That's pretty good. Lance Zierlein saved over $2,000 a year. And some of these guys are, I mean, it's getting up around $3,000 a year for some people. Who knows what you could be saving? You won't know unless you check it out. And right now they've got a $150 challenge, which means it's guaranteed money in your pocket. If they don't save you at least $150, you'll get every penny back, and they're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card. That is a guaranteed win with no risk. Take the challenge. Start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. One more time, text BILLS to 313131 or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, so just to clarify. So how could I have forgotten Yates won the first playoff game in team history?
Right.
So that was 11. And then they lost to the Bengals. They went up there and muff punt and damn near beat the Ravens. And then the next year was when Schaub came back and they went 12-4, beat the Bengals, and then got drilled by the Patriots. But what I'm unclear on now is why everybody thought they were a Super Bowl team in 2013.
I mean, good question.
Yeah, I'm just asking because
I think going they must have thought going into the year.
Well, yeah, I think that's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, do you remember in 2013 was the year that
the pick sixes, wasn't it?
Yes, expectations yeah. were so high. And they won their first two games, and Fred and I remember we were sitting at Blue in Sugar Land.
They opened in San Diego.
There was yep. Monday Night Football, and I said, man, I don't feel good about the way this team looks. And they go to 2-0.
And we're and both of us are saying it, and suddenly like, we're, oh, y'all are so negative. You hate haters. Houston teams. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they didn't win again for the rest of the year. We sat here talking for 2 weeks about, yeah, they're 2-0, but – You can't it doesn't
feel,
look good.
You can't feel good about these guys.
Well, now.
But, nope, we were haters.
Haters.
Yeah, but I had thought that going into 2013 it was because they had Schaub back, so I got my years confused there. That happens. Old. But he says the 2011 team was the best one?
They said the 2011 team is the year they would have won the Super Bowl if Schaub and Mario didn't get hurt.
Okay. So, 713-780-ESPN. Is that the... I can't see the
Ryan.
Name. Ryan. Let's have Ryan on. What's up, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, sports.
Mom? Yeah, you're on.
Sports. I think what they were talking about, if you remember back in the 2011 season, we had the number one defense. Going into we were 11-1 at the time when Matt Schaub got his foot broken by Albert Haynesworth. Remember, we had Ben Tate and Arian Foster running, and was it Ward at running back too? And we also had, at the time, I believe, the number one defense because it was Wade Phillips' first year.
No, that was 2012 again because they never made it to 11-1 in 2011 because they finished 10-6. So it would have been it would have been really difficult for them to make it to 11-1 and then go back to 10-1. You're mixing up the year too. It was it was the next year.
It's easy to do because they beat the Bengals and then lost in the next round.
Yeah, but this is the year that they thought they had the best chance to win was 2011, which was. I don't know. I thought that was a pretty decent team. They lost the last three games of the year. After Schaub got hurt.
That was Wade Phillips' first year, 2011.
Right, but they didn't get to 11-1.
Yeah, they went 10-6.
They started out 10-3 and they lost their last three games. But I still don't know that team was necessarily great.
No, I think he's just somebody else. Maybe they got the years confused. Yep. So.
I'm looking at the records for that year. That year, they lost, and this is with Schaub, they lost 40, 40-33 at New Orleans was one of their losses. 25-20 against Oakland at home. 29-14 at Baltimore. Then they lost 28-13, 19-16, and 23-22. That was Carolina at Indy, and then Tennessee. They lost that game 23-22. So that was when they were – they thought if things – and maybe if Matt Schaub wouldn't have gotten hurt, they would have been the 2 seed instead of the 3 seed.
Yeah, but that's asking a lot.
Yeah.
It really is. All right, let's – I'm going to give something away. About a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Get to hang out with me in the special ESPN VIP section upstairs this Saturday night from 6 until 8. So don't call unless you want these tickets, because these are hot tickets. Because you can stay after the races and catch the 2018 Spring Concert Series. This Saturday, don't miss Shooter Jennings immediately after live quarter horse racing. Tickets start as low as $10 and are on sale now. Get all the info and tickets at SHRP.com. Come for the fun. We'll take caller 22. Caller 22.
Yeah, the first two wins that 2013 year, the disaster year. 31-28 at San Diego.
Didn't Cushing have like a big interception in that game?
I think so. Yeah. And then they won 30-24 in overtime at home against Tennessee. And then
the wheels came off.
And then it fell apart.
And
Richard Sherman, Seattle?
Well, they damn near
started it.
They damn near beat Seattle until they pick six.
There
were several other games that you could say.
Drilled in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Drilled in San Francisco, 34-3.
And then the Rams come in here and crush them.
Rams beat them 38-13.
That was supposed to be their get right game. That didn't work out.
Yeah, they did not get right. And what's funny is they lost 34-31 to New England. They actually played New England close for once, and that was here. 37-13, they lost to the Broncos here. 25-3 at Indy that year. Oof. Yeah, that was a disastrous year. Disaster. And they were lucky. They could have easily been an 0-16 team. They were bad enough to be an 0-16 team. They got lucky with those two wins.
Yeah. They got them before people realized how much they sucked.
Yep.
Was what it amounted to. But, the reality is over the last 9 years, though, they've had a winning record 6 times. And so there's a lot of franchises that would love to have that. But, yeah, as far as being a Super Bowl contender, I don't think anyone really has believed that.
No. Well, except Arian and
Andre did. But that's what you do when you're retired. Sit around talking about what might have been.
What might have been.
So, yeah. The, I got something I want to ask you about when we come back.
Okay.
Because I
did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I won't ask you about that then. I asked Barry about this before the show, and he hadn't heard of it either. And I don't know if it's – maybe you're around people who do this and can explain it to me.
Okay.
It's just a weird thing that's cropped up lately.
All right.
So.
You want to talk about Jacob for a second?
You know what? Good on Jacob. That's what I'll say. Good on Jacob.
Good on him indeed, because last June he was a mechanic. He was working 50, 60 hours a week, stressed out, not making enough money. Less than 6 months later, our boy Jacob – our little boy, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. That could be you. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online. 2 or 3 times a week, you'll get everything you need to start your new career. But it's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Lots of good stuff on there today. Funny column from Raheel. Got my NHL primer for the eight of you who want that. A really good one from Jermaine. And Barry Warner's on there. Joel will have a video up here very soon. So lots of good stuff, man. There's something there every day for almost everyone. Whatever you're into. And what you're not into, you can just ignore. So Gab said, I was in that end zone section when Richard Sherman lost his shoe and hushed the crowd. So heartbreaking. The one thing I do remember very vividly about that play is seeing him look over there to the right to throw the ball and thinking, don't throw it, don't throw it, don't throw it.
Yeah,
he threw it. I mean, it's like the whole stadium could see Richard Sherman was about to jump that route. But what are you going to do? That's okay. So I don't know if this is a female performer thing or a general thing. And maybe some of the ladies listening to the show can tell me this if you can't. But I was asking Barry about this because I was listening to a comedy channel today. And there's about 4 female comedians. And now I think of it, I don't, like, my wife watches Samantha Bee, so I totally tune it out whenever it's on.
Okay.
She does this too. It's like right after their punchline, they go, what? About 5 different ones did this. And I noticed she did that the other night. Like, they'll make a joke. Like, it looks like a penis, only smaller. What? Have you heard this?
I mean, I've probably heard it. I don't pay much attention to it, but it's horrible.
I didn't until I heard it. Like 6 times in one day from 6 different women. And I'm kind of like, well, my first thought was, what?
I mean, I guess that would be like if we said a joke and went, oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Like if you, oh, your own joke. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's a bad habit. It's a bad look.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was like a catchphrase that somebody started and now they're just copying it. But I'm just curious. If somebody can hit me on the text line and let me know where it
Samantha
came from.
Samantha Bee did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I'm not a fan of hers.
No, it's not
and,
for me
and
either.
I can tell when the wife wants to piss me off. She'll have that on when I get home from work.
Yeah.
And it'll be like 5 minutes in, so she's going to have the whole thing on. So that's basically her way of telling me, go downstairs or sit there and shut up.
Yeah.
So I've gotten now where I'll sit there and put headphones on and do some work. But, you know, it's like one of those little mind games you play. It's like if I want to piss her off, I've got Law and Order on.
Yeah.
So everybody does it. But it's like she knows my triumvirate of evil is Samantha Bee, Grey's Anatomy, and Scandal. And so I know if she's got one of those on, she's pissed off about something that I did or didn't do.
Okay.
I mean, pretty good. It's a pretty good evil triumvirate, right?
It's not bad. I mean, it's I get if you're just talking about your least favorite TV shows, that's not bad.
Well, it's not only
like Samantha Bee's not one of your 3 least favorite people, right?
I don't know her enough to dislike her. I just don't like her show.
Okay,
I don't find
that's fair.
And the other two that Scandal show, every time she's got it on, it's just people yelling at each other.
Yeah.
I hate that. But, yeah.
I mostly hate Nancy Grace. She's my least favorite
person.
Really? Yeah.
So I don't really hate anybody. I just, it's just like this. If you don't like flip the channel. But I can't flip the channel when she's got the bleeping remote. That's why.
I mean, you can.
Well, I'd go downstairs and watch something down there and then turn it up really loud. It's, you know, but she gets home before me. So when she gets home before me, she snags the TV. And then it's like, I can't say, hey, can you turn that crap off?
Why don't you guys have multiple televisions?
We do, but we only have one we have one in the big area. We have 3 actually, but I don't want to go upstairs because that's the little one.
Hmm. Can't you send her upstairs to the little one?
Yeah, then I probably don't get to eat because she's usually watching while she's making dinner.
Man, you've got very little pull in your
Well, I mean, I can always just, like I said, I can always just go downstairs and do that one. But 832 says Fred Scandal only has two episodes left, so she has to find a new show to piss you off. I'm sure she will.
See, my wife watches a lot of those shows. She watches Grey's Anatomy. She watches Scandal. But she doesn't watch those shows when I'm home. Like, when I'm home, I'm the master and commander of the television.
Well, and that's usually the case. That's why, I kind of command the weekends and, you know, football season always. But it's just when I come home, like, say, if I get home tonight, probably about 7:20, she might be 10 minutes into Scandal. Because she got home at 7, walked the dog, and then started watching it. And then her thing is, oh, I didn't realize you'd be home. It's like, I'm home at the same time every night, pretty much, unless traffic's bad. And Grey's Anatomy drives me nuts because the end of the show is, like, the worst possible. They, like, list all the cliches of life. You know, it's like listening to Arian Foster try to spout philosophy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot more of that show than I have of Scandal. I've never seen any of Scandal. My wife, apparently, she knows the shows that she's embarrassed if I see her watching them.
Yeah.
Because she knows I'll make fun of them. She watches a bunch of shows, or she used to watch a bunch of shows on... Is that still a thing, the WB?
I think it's in the CW now.
But yeah, the CW, that's what it is. But like One Tree Hill, she would watch, and I would make fun of it. And so she just never watched it in front of me again. So that's the move for me, is if I don't...
Belittle your wife?
Yeah, I'll make fun of the show that she's watched. I'll say, this is the stupidest show ever. And there was one called Pretty Little Liars. Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
I used to make fun of that show. She didn't watch it in front of me anymore.
I watched that one, and I kept waiting for it to get good. It's one of those that you just, you're like, man, this might be okay. This might be okay. It never did.
No.
It pretty much sucked. But.
What, Pretty Little Lies?
Yeah.
That will, I mean, it was on ABC Family. So.
Oh, no, Pretty Little Lies or Pretty Little Liars?
The one that was on HBO. The lying chicks on HBO with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
that one.
Oh, I don't know what that was either. I mean, she's probably watched it. Doesn't watch it in front of me, though. Hmm. She's very wise. She's wise to my moves.
Oh, well. She's a good earner, though, so I kind of have to let her have a little bit.
See, the thing is...
That's the thing. Your wife can watch at home because she's not working.
She ain't earning enough to get you a big TV upstairs.
Well, I mean, maybe. I've just got a brand new one in the main area. That's the one she's horking all the time.
See, now, I take it from those shows, they're big Shonda Rhimes fans, which the creators of both those Scandal and Grey's Anatomy.
You know too much. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, anyway, Netflix signed her to a gigantic deal, I want to say about 6 to 8 months ago. So you're going to see a lot of Shonda Rhimes shows on Netflix now.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about Netflix is you can just kind of pick and choose.
Yeah, you don't have to watch them.
I know, but if your wives are watching them while, you know, you're in the room, you're going to... They're going to binge more shows.
And there's TVs all over my house. So, like, when I like to watch my biggest TV. That's my favorite.
Well, to be fair, I have that 90% of the time. It's just, like, one little slice of the day, and she's just doing it to piss me off.
Yeah, you need to put a stop to that.
Yeah, well.
If I'm watching something my wife doesn't want to watch it, she'll go watch TV somewhere else. That's the way it should work.
Big Little Lies was the one I was thinking of.
Hey, John, how's it work in your house?
I mean, we really don't. I mean, neither one of us, like, hoard the TV.
Okay.
Like, if we both have something that we want to watch.
When you come home from a long day of producing a radio show, and you just want to kick your feet up and drink a beer and watch TV, is there any chance that she'd be watching her show and she'd make you wait?
Yeah, there's a possibility. I mean, if there's, like, a big sports event on, if the playoffs or something are on, we'll both watch it at the same time.
Okay. My wife hates watching sports.
Yeah. You know what we watched this weekend that I found fascinating because I didn't know anything about it? And since you're kind of on to documentaries right now, it's not really it is sort of a documentary, but it's called Tickling Giants. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's about the talk show host in Egypt who basically started this Jon Stewart type show. But then first they tried to arrest him, the government, and then finally the government shut him down. And so it takes you through the four seasons of the show and how they went from doing a YouTube thing to having 30 million viewers to the new president basically shutting down his show.
Hmm.
Fascinating stuff. I highly recommend it. It's not that long. But it's and the cool part is how psychologically he goes from this fun-loving. This guy was a surgeon who started doing this YouTube show, and then it got picked up by one of the networks, and so he becomes this huge star. And as the show's popular, you see he's fun, he's happy, everybody loves him, and then he kind of goes against this popular president, and it all starts changing, and then he gets pulled off, and you can just see his demeanor change throughout the thing. He starts yelling at people and stuff, but it's a really fascinating story about the guy, and you know, it makes you realize, you know what, yeah, we got some problems here, but you and I can get on here and talk about whatever the hell we want, and we're not going to get shut down.
Yeah.
If we wanted to start ripping the president, we could. We want to start ripping our government, we can. And if we wanted to make, you know, do satire about them, we can. I mean, we live in a place where you can do that cartoon president show on Showtime.
Right.
And nobody's getting locked up or basically told they can't be on air anymore. Well, we're not to that point yet, and I hope we never are. But I hope we appreciate that a little bit, because I think you see something like that, you realize, dude, I'm glad I was born on this continent.
I'm proud to be an American.
I am.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Exactly.
I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you, defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. This is your spot to come in.
God bless the USA.
You should have sang it.
No, I'm not going to sing it.
You're a singer.
It. I'm not going to sing it, AJ.
Sing it, Fred.
I need music, man. I don't... I'm kind of ashamed you know those lyrics as well as you do.
Why? I'm proud to be an American, yeah. Fred. America.
Anyway, Tickling.
F yeah.
Tickling Giants is the name of it.
You know what else we can do in America? We can ride our Harleys.
That's right. And you know what? That's the best part about being American.
One of the best parts. And if you were going to get a Harley, I wouldn't go to any old Harley dealership. I would go to Republic Harley Davidson, even if it's not the closest one to your house, because it's not the closest one to mine. But anytime I need my bike worked on, they are the place I go to see. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealership in Houston. You know they're going to get the job done right. They've got a massive inventory, over 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color you could dream of. Then you go outside, they got a huge selection of pre-owns outside. And right now you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, a jacket, and boots thrown in. And if you need new tires, you can get a full set installed while you wait for just $329. After a $70 rebate. Mark your calendars for Bike Night, April 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. Mark May Band will be performing live. They'll have great food, some door prizes out there, and they're giving away a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. But you can only register to win at Bike Night. The more events you go to, more chances you get to register. In October, one lucky winner is going to be walking away with a Harley-Davidson. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN. 97.5.